Let's get it all started.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Wow. Last night, two men stabbed each other at North Avenue Beach. Fight occurred right at North Avenue.
Hmm.
Like North Avenue and the water
and
right
the
there.
Beach. And yeah, the beach. That's what they call it.
So they call it North Avenue Beach. But, you know, could it be up the beach, down the beach? It was right there.
There.
By
the sand.
Surfboard where they've got the...
Rentals? The surf?
They've got the surfboard, the, like...
Paddle boarding.
It's a chess board, you know, where people sit there and play chess.
Oh, yeah. Over there. Okay. But there's a water fountain there and... Not as far as the volleyball courts, just past them.
One man used a knife. The other one used a broken glass bottle in the fight. Police say that despite this, the beaches are still safe.
The beaches are safe. This is a, one incident that occurred between two subjects. So there's really no way to prevent that, an argument between two people.
And these are two guys who knew each other.
And they call it domestic. Yeah. So I don't know if it was over.
May have been related to each other or... related to some other incident like that. Although I will tell you this, there was an incident at 31st Street Beach
last
over the weekend. Right?
Over the weekend.
So I'm going to make this prediction. You know how right I am about predictions? So I'm about 50-50. Sun's going to come up tomorrow. And I always do
that one
once a day so I can, get
say
my numbers
right.
up.
Work the percentages a bit.
I think that you're going to see heavily armed police on the beaches before the summer is over.
Well, and thank goodness the officers here were on patrol doing beach patrol, and they were just a minute away. So they responded to this so quickly, it didn't have a chance to get out of hand beyond where the two people who knew each other.
Right.
So
one thing,
thankful for them.
Again, the city is trying not to lose. It has lost control of about 8% of the blocks in the city. And they do not want to lose control of the other 92%. And they also don't want to lose control of the downtown area where tourists are. And they don't want people going. They want people coming here, having a great experience, and then going home and telling their friends they don't believe what you see on the news about Chicago.
And they want them also to go to the beach and not have to see knifings.
Yes, that would
that's
be a nice thing, too.
Choose Chicago
or,
platform.
And this is...
I would bet. I'm just guessing. I'm just speaking for them.
I would guess that's true. The 31st Street shooting... was a girl shooting a guy, right?
It was two 16-year-olds.
And knocked over a cooler.
I thought it was two boys, but yeah. But anyway, two...
No, shooter was a girl.
Oh, shooter was a girl.
Yeah.
Well, the boys were shot, critically wounded.
Yeah. So, it's like, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
This is just ridiculous. All right. Checking in at...
Number 4.
A solemn president today. In his first prepared statement after a gunman opened fire at a baseball practice of congressional Republicans this morning, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and at least four others were injured. President Trump said the assailant, who has been identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson from Illinois, has died. He sent his thoughts and prayers to the victims.
We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified and when we work together for the common good.
It's very presidential.
Very. My guess is Bannon didn't write that one.
Well, look,
I was really worried about,
where they might go.
Yeah, where they might
political?
Go with this, yeah.
Yeah, it seems...
But so far, so good. I mean, because there's an obvious political angle for them.
There's a political angle for both sides, and I think that some have seized on that. You saw the Virginia governor saying, well, gun control, 93 people killed every day. He immediately gave this news conference. And I think even people like David Axelrod immediately took to social media to say, let's take the politics out of this right now and just come
for
together.
For sure. Actually, the Virginia governor, strangely enough, in his press conference today in the aftermath, said 93 million people a day die from
He did say gun violence. And then they go, what's
the number again? He goes, 93 million people die a day. And then the reporter went,
what?
That's a big number, sir. Did you mean to say 93 million? And he goes, oh, no, 93.
Very different. But yes, corrected the record on that.
Yeah. And you think about that, you know, that's like, if it's an average of 93 a day die, I mean, Chicago makes up anywhere from 2 to 5% of that a day. Think about that, of the nation's killings.
Scary.
That's pretty scary.
Well, it's more than New York and L.A. combined.
Yeah. All right, so here is Violetta Potomatic. I'm trying to make it happy on the other side. Can I do that?
Is it? It's going to be happy?
Yes, there's going to be happiness on the other side.
Good, good, good.
All right, we're done with the sadness now, and now on to the happiness.
Weeknights, WGNT Evening News has added another hour at 6 p.m. Mark Sapalsa, Micah Mater, Tom Skilling, and Dan Rohn. There for you on WGNT Evening News at 6 on weeknights.
Yes?
On all weeknights, good? Period.
All right,
finish
got it.
With the read.
Full stop.
Full stop.
As Rahm Emanuel would say, full stop. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't care what it means. It's from 1 trillion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think it's time now to move on with the top five of five. We're trying to get through the really sad stuff from today and get to some of the more entertaining things. So,
number three.
Oh, this is still sad. Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd thinks he might make significant strides in the offseason, both physically and mentally, after having what most consider a successful rookie campaign with 7 sacks in 12 games for the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What does Coach Fox say about Mr. Floyd?
Yeah, I think, you know, with most players, you know, you go from your freshman to sophomore or rookie to second year. You know, I'm sure if you talk to Jordan Howard and, you know, guys like Leonard or really any player in our defense right now that he was here a year ago, it slows down. They understand that they're not thinking, they're reacting. And so, you know, yeah, I'd expect that, and I've seen that already, even in the offseason.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. He put on weight. We want to put up about 200-300 more pounds.
Yeah, he says he's been working out a lot, Coach. He's in great shape.
Good. Need that.
Despite suffering 2 concussions last season.
Oh, God.
That's sad. He says, yeah.
Says it took him 2 months to recover from that. His last one was in December against the Packers.
Wow.
Freezing cold game.
Oh. Yeah.
But he did have a good year, though. I mean, 12 games, 7 sacks, first year in the league. He was productive at times. Just got to see if he can stay healthy this year. Coach Fox, your thoughts on that? You have a lot of faith.
You know, I really don't think anybody's going to be healthy.
Right.
I'm not healthy. Who the hell's healthy?
Just do that virtual reality stuff you guys have been using, and then nobody will get hurt. You just need, like, a video screen headset thing that they've been using.
All right, so here's the idea. I'm going to get a PlayStation 6. I'm going to put it out in the middle of the field, and people can come to the game, and we're just going to play Madden 2017.
I thought you were going to give the fans a virtual reality headset
no.
So that they
we'll
can think
it.
They're looking at the different level of play.
We got to play. They're paying to see us.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
What do you think? There's an idea.
Paying to see them, except a lot of thousands of people are leaving in the fourth quarter. And
yeah.
Even after they paid.
And then people aren't showing up. It's just like my childhood. People are not showing up in November and December. Like, they're giving their tickets to people that other, you know, like their neighbors or business associates or whatever it happens to be. And then they just don't show up. And then those people are like, oh, I got free tickets to the Bears. I'm not even going to go.
Anyone?
So people are all of a sudden really selling those season tickets. Like, hey, man, always been thinking about you. I got a couple tickets for you this Sunday. They're all yours, buddy.
Thanks a
lot. They're all yours.
No, thank you.
It's like.
Wait, you have to be their coach. That's not okay.
Okay.
Oh, right.
All right, what about the rest of training camp, sir?
Well, I mean, we're going to really kind of go about our business similar. I mean, we've made adjustments. You know, we've changed our schedules. We have 3 schedules now, A, B, and C. You know, all things to try to, you know, reach peak performance. And so, you know, we tweak everything. You know, I talked about some of the technology things that we're doing, you know, to better prepare our players. And, you know, I think we've had a great off season with, you know, both in the strength and conditioning phase. I think, you know, in the football phase, people are way more comfortable. They're playing a lot faster in our schemes. You know, we've got some new guys, though. You know, it's a problem when you're building. you're injecting new players a lot.
There's such a political debate.
We made of our quarterback position, you know, whether it's Mike Glennon, you know, Mark Sanchez, or Mitch Trubisky. You know, really the only guy there that was here a year ago was Connor Shaw.
Oh, gosh. Even he doesn't sound hopeful.
No. It was great. It was like, we're doing real good.
We got a lot of guys.
Guys, and, you know, it's going slower for them. It's all really good. But on the other hand, nobody knows what they're doing.
And we're not sure we're healthy.
Everybody's new.
July 26th, Bourbonnais. Be there. It's the start of training camp.
That's coming up too fast.
6 weeks, Coach. I hope you can rest up a little bit before that.
I'm thinking about maybe starting in late September.
Okay.
When's the first preseason game?
First preseason game.
Like August 8th or something like that, 6th?
I want to say even later than that, though.
Really? Because they're moving. When does the season start then?
So game one is September 10th. So, yeah, you're right. Early August. They'll play the Atlanta Falcons, who just
will destroy them.
They got a tough schedule this year.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but, I mean, the first preseason game. Wait, is that the regular season game?
That's a regular season game.
Oh, right. Oh, boy.
August 10th, they play the Broncos in their first preseason game.
September. Oh, good. That's my old team. Maybe I can get on the plane and go home with them.
That'd be nice. First regular season game, September 10th at Soldier Field against the Falcons. And then that big showdown, September 17th, Mike Glennon faces his former team in Tampa Bay.
That should be fun. I bet he'll.
And that's the one that Jay Cutler's calling.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
wow.
Sorts of storylines going on in that game.
Yeah. That's in Tampa, right?
That's in Tampa.
That could be a turning point.
So we have to watch it on the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would travel right now to go see the Bears. I'm sort of not quite. Dude, I'm not quite there
not
yet.
There yet.
I'm
no.
not quite there. And the coach isn't even there. I'm never going to travel. I'm going to stay here. I'll watch it on TV.
Leave it to the assistants.
They're like dragging him on the plane.
No, I don't want to go. No. I don't want to go. And he puts his arms out so he doesn't have to like get into the doorway. I'm not going.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
James Corden last night joked about Dennis Rodman going to Korea for the fourth time.
Yeah, I think, you know. Hold on.
Wait, is Coach Fox going to North Korea?
I can do that.
That's where he's
going
to be.
I'll go.
Dennis Rodman is back in North Korea. This is the former NBA player and reality TV star's fourth visit with leader Kim Jong-un, who's been clashing with Donald Trump lately over nuclear testing. Now, you know you're living in strange times when the news involves Dennis Rodman, the leader of North Korea, the president of the United States, and Dennis Rodman is the one who's the least crazy.
The whole plot line seems crazy.
And finally.
Number one.
All right, so the top story today, obviously, is a shooting of the shooting at the congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia today. One of the congressmen there was Roger Williams, and he said that he dove for the dugout as the gunman began shooting, and it was just an incredibly scary scene. Steve Scalise, who was the most injured of the congressmen there, still in critical condition in Washington following surgery, lay motionless out in back of second base, out in right field. Mm. Center right field, and trying to crawl away as the gunman continued to shoot at him and others around the area. And so the question then came up, because this is all a practice for tomorrow night's annual, like I think the 108th version of the Republicans versus the Democrats taking each other on in a baseball game in Washington, D.C. And it was going to be at National Stadium in the, you know, where the Nats play in D.C. And kind of a big, big, big deal. And there was talk after today's shooting that it was going to be canceled. But I think this says something about the American spirit, because here is Congressman Williams answering that question.
And I believe what we will have is get there a little early tomorrow night, have a little prayer service or something, and then play baseball. And if you're not sure which one I'll be the one coaching third on crutches. But we plan, we're going to play. We need to play. This is a game that's been going on for over 100 years. It goes to charity, and we need to play this baseball game. And I think it's important, because I think these people that want to destroy our lives, our livelihood here in America, they win if we give in. America doesn't give out. America doesn't give in. And we must play this baseball game. If we don't play this baseball game and we go home, then they win. So that's the reason. This is America, the greatest country in the world. If you punch us, we will punch back. And we're going to play baseball tomorrow.
No.
How about that?
All right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. The top five at five.